Hello. Guess we better cut that music before we get sued. Welcome to Gabe and Mandy's show. Gabe and Mandy's Super Show, Episode 1. I'm Gabe. You've all heard my voice many times as the star and host of Gabe's Superhero Show that was on another network, which is really funny to say. But anyway, I am back, and my co-host is my lovely girlfriend and live-in lover.
Aww.
Mandy.
Hi. Hello. My name's Mandy.
So anyway, we're going to introduce ourselves a little bit, I guess, here. I'm Gabe. The show is going to be mostly about comics and superheroes and other geekery. I'm into the comics. Mandy has read a few now that we've been together, and she likes them well enough, but she's a big Star Wars fan, so all you geeks out there is hope. Anyway, like I say, the show is basically going to be, you know, it's loosely going to be graphic novels, because that's what I get. I don't get the monthly books anymore, so we read graphic novels, any books that each of us have read or one of us have read. That we might want to talk about geek-related movies, superhero stuff, fantasy stuff, sci-fi stuff.
And any movie we just liked or any book we liked and just want to talk about.
That's right. There you go. Any movies or TV shows, yeah, like you say. And then I will randomly, since I got the DC Comics Encyclopedia, I will randomly open it to a page and read what they have to say about whatever hero or villain is on that page. So, anyway, on with the show. So, this week we're going to start with, we both read Batman Gotham by Gaslight. It was published in 1989, DC Comics. Done by Mike Mignola, Brian Augustin, Pete Craig Russell, and David Horning, with an introduction by horror writer Robert Block. I thought it was pretty good. It was, you know, the Elseworlds tales of Batman. It was set in, it's about Jack the Ripper, basically. He comes to Gotham City, and it's set in Victorian times. I don't know, what did you think about it?
Well, I'd never been a real big comic book reader, as you just heard. But I have watched all the Batman movies and did know the Batman story, and had seen several of the cartoons and the television show in the past. So it was really interesting for me. I didn't even know that they made such a thing with the Batman in other time periods. And I just kind of, I liked it. It was different. It was more about Jack the Ripper, I thought, than Batman. But what I did like was Bruce Wayne, who never gets in trouble, actually gets framed for the Jack the Ripper murders, which is sort of an interesting twist on the whole story, because he never gets in trouble, and Bruce Wayne. For the most part, I liked it, though. It is a very standalone story, and
all the Elseworld books are all standalone, one-shot.
So if anyone has a favorite Elseworld book that they think that we should read, or that I should read, please just email us and let us know.
That's a good idea. See, we're coming up with stuff right on the fly. But yeah, that's a good idea. If anyone, you know, like she said, that'd be great. If anyone wants to email us, it's on the site, or I'll just tell you right now, it's comicartgabe, comicartgabe, at yahoo.co.uk. And the UK website is, or email address, just because I'm an Anglophile and not really all there. But anyway, yeah, I enjoyed Gotham Gaslight as well. It was it wasn't one of the better books, but they actually come up with a conclusion as to who Jack the Ripper was, and that's kind of neat. As we're recording this tonight, today is Monday.
The 22nd.
And Heroes is on tonight, the season premiere, so that's pretty cool. We've been looking forward to that for a while.
Heroes has quickly become our favorite show on television, and which is funny because I typically prefer the half an hour sitcoms and never really the dramas, and this has just really been great. We've it's interesting to see if now that they've saved the cheerleader, if they can save the world. I must say, though, that go to NBC.com and catch yourself up quickly if you can, if you have not yet seen Heroes. But I imagine if you're listening to this, you have heard the buzz or watched it a bit.
Yeah, that's true. I've been really looking forward to it. Well, both of us have, but yeah, looking forward to just seeing where they go with it now. It's an excellent show. But like she said, you can go to NBC.com and check it out. We recently went and saw Night at the Museum with Ben Stiller, the guy from Extras and The Office. I can't think of his name right offhand. But and that's really odd. But anyway, it was really funny. I thought it was very, very funny. pardon me. They wrapped it up pretty quickly at the end. Like all in a tight little package, and I wonder if the book maybe doesn't go into it a little more. But it was all in all, it was worth seeing in the theater. Typically, I don't, you know, it's kind of iffy whether you see something in the theater if it's worth it or not. But that was definitely well worth it.
Yeah, like Gabe was just saying, some of the times the special effects in the theater make a movie look funny, where sometimes you see it looks a little more fake than it would at home. But this was one of those movies that the special effects looked wonderful on the big screen and really made the movie. You really thought that the museum came to life, and it's just a great thing, that something you've always wanted maybe as a kid, or just a neat idea that everything suddenly comes to life. And go see it if you haven't seen it. It was really neat.
Yeah, it was. It was well worth seeing. Especially if you can catch it in a matinee, just because, you know, it's always cheaper that way. And if you got kids, you know, that's the way to go, because they're expensive.
Also, if you have kids, this was an appropriate movie for children. There was very little language, no nudity I can think of. And it may have been a little scary for some kids, but even the Tyrannosaur was more of a dog. Don't worry that you're going to scare your kids there. I didn't think it was all that scary. Really appropriate for children.
Yeah. The Gotham by Gaslight, on the other hand, probably not appropriate for little kids. I'm always claiming on my previous shows that getting kids into comics is one of my big things, and you should. It teaches them how to read, and they'll read later in life. Anyway, get off my soapbox. But it's not. But Gotham by Gaslight isn't really. But there are lots of comics out there for kids. But none of the Vertigo titles and Elseworlds stuff, really. But and that's not a Vertigo title, just Elseworlds.
Well, I just wanted to add that, speaking about Gabe being such a crusader of kids' comics, we are working on a little area comic where we live in Georgia. As a neat little, I don't want to get into it too much because it's, frankly, sort of...
big secret.
It is a bit of a secret, but we're working on a comic book for kids that goes with the town story, local folklore. That's a wonderful way to word it, and that's our little way of getting kids to enjoy comic books and to frankly see if we can do it.
Yep.
So we'll keep everyone updated as it gets closer to the release and how things are going in the meantime. I'm not doing much other than a little writing because I have no artistic abilities, but Gabe right now is working on storyboard, drawing it up, if that's the correct word. Okay, well, on to the next topic. I think we're going to do where I pick an article that he has to read. I randomly opened the DC Encyclopedia, and right there... I don't know who this is, but he looks...
Let's see. It's, she opened it to page 308, under the section of T, and Tezumac, being the first hero that I see. First appearance, JLA number 66, 2002. Hero, he's deceased. Tezumac, occupation warrior, based in South America. Height 6 foot, weight 340 pounds. Jesus. Eyes white, that's creepy. Hair is bronze. Special powers and abilities. Wearing bronze armor that had once been oiled with the blood of sacrificial victims gave Tezumac enhanced strength and endurance. 3,000 years ago, a group of people were gathered by the sorceress Gamamne to help her achieve great power. Tezumac, a South American monk from a pre-Aztec Mesoamerican civilization in Mexico, joined her band of followers and did Gamamne's bidding. He wore bronze armor, honoring the gods who first brought science to the people. Working with Gamamne pitted him against the Justice League of America, who had been lured back in time for the missing Aquaman. When Tezumac learned the full extent of Gamamne's plans, which involved exterminating the JLA, he revolted, ultimately sacrificing his life to help bring about her defeat. Tin Man, that the little caption is, Tin Man, Tezumac's bronze armor made him almost invulnerable. Almost doesn't really count for very much, though. Yeah, Pat, you are deceased.
Sounds like he's really only in the one story as well.
Yeah.
Or one series of stories.
Yeah, actually, probably just one book, even one issue. Well, the encyclopedia, that just goes to show how in-depth the DC Comics Encyclopedia, the definitive guide to the characters of the DC Universe, has you know, is. It really delves in there. Thunder 3 just caught my eye because her picture here is very breasty.
They all are.
Okay, we are back with the first edition of Gabe and Mandy's super show, name pending. We'll figure something else out. Or you can email us at comicartgabe@yahoo.co.uk and let me know if you have any ideas for the show. Unless you want to just call it, like, the give up and get offline show, which is not going to work.
Yeah,
right? Which may be. But anyway, we decided we're going to do one hero and one villain from the DC Comics Encyclopedia. So we opened it at random, and King Shark is the villain of the month. First appearance, Superboy, of the third series, number 0, October 1994. Status, villain. Real name, Nanawa. Occupation, adventurer. Base, Hawaii. See, none of these people have jobs. They all just... They're an adventurer.
Warrior. Monarch.
Yeah.
Height 7 feet. Weight 380. Eyes black. Hair none. He's a shark after all. Special powers and abilities. Super strength. Invulnerability. Those always come hand in hand. And a mouth full of razor sharp teeth. Can breathe underwater. King Shark is said to be the offspring of a human mother and a shark god belonging to a pantheon of deities, worshipped by traditional Hawaiians. He is truly monstrous in appearance and has a soul equally as ugly, being driven solely by his voracious appetites and urges. He loves to terrorize the people of Hawaii, and no prison has proved strong enough to hold him for long. King Shark's favorite prey is Superboy, and his teeth are among the only things with enough force to puncture Superboy's invulnerable skin. For a time, King Shark worked with the Suicide Squad and appeared to have died when a teammate ripped off his explosive harness in order to destroy an enemy fortress. Somehow, he survived and has been seen in Hawaii and around the world in a frenzied fury to devour the world's superheroes. Well.
It sort of sounds funny to me to hear him say that his teeth are the only teeth that can hurt the invulnerable... Superboy, because if you are invulnerable, then nobody's teeth could get you. That's the whole point.
That's pretty funny. Yep. And I get a kick out of reading them aloud because they just sound
they sound stupid.
Silly.
Not a slam on, you know, I love comics. They're my passion. But they sound so silly when they're written in such a serious, you know, way. And especially maybe it's the way that I'm reading them in my head that, you know. Anyway, so that's that. That is basically the show for this week. Haley is our daughter, and she is almost 9 months old. And by the time, I'm not sure, I'll be putting pictures up on the site here at our new home at, well, it doesn't matter right now, but wherever you happen to be listening to this show, because it's broadcast on several different podcasting sites online, so wherever you are getting it from, I'll be putting up some pictures of our baby, but anyway. There are some various places online. I don't know. Anything else that you wanted to bring up or talk about at all, maybe?
I did want to tell people, we had this written down and didn't do it, was that we saw the movie Idiocracy this week with Luke Wilson, and it's one on DVD. It's nothing. I had heard nothing about it. I didn't see any previews for it, nothing. We saw it. And it was really, really funny and a little scary and sad maybe, but very funny. And I want to say that if you have not seen it or have never heard of it, it's a good, it's a short, it's not even that long of a movie. It's a good laugh, though.
Anyway, it's Luke Wilson is just an average guy, and he participates in this experiment where he's going to be in cryogenic sleep, basically, for a year. Something happens. They forget about him. He wakes up 500 years in the future, and everyone, society, has dumbed down to the point where he's now the smartest man on Earth. Society, through breeding and Jerry Springer and various other, you know, societal ills. Yeah. So, anyway, it really was funny. I had never heard of it or seen anything either. Like Mandy was saying, I don't know. It was definitely worth seeing, though. It was funny, and it's out on DVD, so there's our recommendation of the DVD for the week. Maybe that's what we'll do. We'll do a recommended DVD of the week and a recommended, maybe that's what we'll call the show, Gabe and Mandy Recommend or something. I don't know. But
we'll work all the kinks out, hopefully. If not, it'll just be this floundering thing every week, which may be the fun of it. It'll be Gabe and Mandy bumbles through the media. Who knows?
That's true. It is kind of funny sitting here in your living room or wherever your computer happens to be and just speaking into a microphone it's odd just almost interviewing yourselves.
Yeah, I was very nervous to start. It's not so bad now, but before we started, I got really, like, a little panicky. And I don't know why, because it's not like, but this is going on the World Wide Web.
It goes out to the whole universe, even in space. But anyway, to sum up, Batman Gotham by Gaslight, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Okay. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Hopefully we won't get sued for using the thumbs up, thumb down technique either. Maybe we'll give it bat signals up. No, we'll give it.
I'm just saying we approve.
Yes.
We approve. That's our catchphrase. We approve.
So,
yeah, Gotham by Gaslight, 2 approvals. Heroes premiere, hopefully it will get 2 approvals. What else do we talk about? Night at the Museum.
Approve.
Approve. And the DC Comics Encyclopedia. I approve.
I approve. It's very cute.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in, and come back next week or month or, you know.
Hopefully we're shooting for bi-weekly. Bi-weekly would be nice. With the baby and our work schedules, it can be a little difficult at times. But if we can do every week, we'll do every week. If we can do bi-weekly, but look for it to be, it most likely we'll be doing it on Monday afternoons or Tuesday afternoons. So, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, yes. And make sure, remember, give your, buy your kids comic books. Get them into it. Don't let them die out. and it helps your kids read. And you can give them to your local library, or you can donate them to the hospital, or you know, to children's ward, or you can sell them on eBay. And you know, I don't know how that would help anyone else, but it would line your pockets. Anyway, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Does this work?